This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. World leaders have reacted to the sentencing of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. That puts him in prison for 2.5 years, more than that, actually. In a statement, British Foreign Minister called on the ruling by a Russian court perverse, adding that it shows Russia is failing to meet the basic commitments expected of any responsible member of the international community. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, in a statement, said that we reiterate our call for the Russian government to immediately and unconditionally release Mr. Navalny, as well as the hundreds of other Russian citizens wrongfully detained in recent weeks for exercising their rights, including the rights to freedom of expression and a peaceful assembly. French President Emmanuel Macron turned to Twitter, saying the conviction of Alexei Navalny is unacceptable. A political disagreement is never a crime. We call for his immediate release. The respect for human rights, such as democratic freedom, are not negotiable. The United States last weekend's military roundup of civilian leaders in Myanmar was a coup. Tuesday's declaration sets the stage for additional sanctions or other penalties aimed at the country's military and its officers. The military power grab poses a challenge for the two-week-old Biden administration, which says it wants to support wobbly democracy movements globally, but it also wants to avoid driving countries like Myanmar toward China. State Department says any penalties it imposes for the coup will not touch direct humanitarian aid to the country's people. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's urging the U.S. to rally international condemnation of the coup leaders. This is VOA News. World Health Organization investigators Wednesday visited a research center in the Chinese city of Wuhan that has been the subject of speculation about the origins of the coronavirus. The WHO's team's visit to the Wuhan Institute of Virology is a highlight in their mission to gather data and search for clues as to where the virus originated and how it spread. Reporters followed the team to the high-security facility, but as with past visits, there was no direct access to team members who have given scant details of their discussion and visits thus far. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday signed 3 executive orders dealing with asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border, legal immigration, and reunifying families. The asylum-focused order will mandate a review of the Migrant Protection Protocols, which is a controversial program that pushed 65,000 asylum seekers back to Mexico to wait for U.S. court hearings. You know, Biden's executive order on legal immigration calls for a review of Trump-era rule that made it harder for poorer immigrants to obtain permanent residency in the United States. And the review of the so-called public charge rule is expected to start the process to rescind it. And Biden also created a task force to reunite migrant families who were separated at the U.S.-Mexico border by Trump's 2018 zero-tolerance border strategy. According to House Democrats, former U.S. President Trump endangered the lives of all members of Congress when he aimed a mob of supporters like a loaded cannon at the U.S. Capitol. These are some of the most detailed points for making the case as to why he should be convicted and permanently barred from office. Trump has denied the allegations through his lawyers and called the trial unconstitutional. The dueling filings offer the public glimpse of the arguments that will be presented to the U.S. Senate beginning next week on February 9th. More than 70 homes have been lost in fire outside Australia's western city of Perth. It's expected to continue burning for days. The fire had raised more than 9,000 hectares of farm and woodland and hills east of Perth by that's according to authorities. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.